All right, so we're in overtime here. Usually we don't do overtime on Sundays, but we didn't have a show Wednesday, and we're still talking, and this game is still going on. So until this game is over, we'll stay on the air. If you guys,
all right,
you know, want to, you know, tune in, stay tuned in. If not, hey, we'll be here Wednesday, same time, same place, different time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got a little story to tell.
All right.
Once upon a time, not long ago. Nah, let me stop. Oh boy. So what other trash games were there today? Listen. Mm-hmm. Today was there was a lot of bad games today. That's my whole point.
Yeah,
this.
There was a lot of bad games today. But you know what?
Oh, Chargers just scored a touch. They still got a lot of time, dude. They still got a lot of time though.
Yes, they do, man. Look,
but they need a touchdown, though. They need a touchdown. That's the only thing. Pittsburgh needs a touchdown.
Well, yeah, because you have to assume that they're going to hit the point after, and that field goal just ain't going to do it. But again, you are going to get the ball back.
I thought he missed it. Yeah, really.
You're going to get the ball back, and you're probably going to run at least one play before the 2-minute warning. So essentially, if you're looking at it correctly, you have two timeouts. And that pass right there, Derek, that is why he was a first round pick.
Oh yeah, he's got a strong arm. He's definitely got a very strong arm on him.
Now, when you look at him and everything, do you see how his arm kind of comes out, then comes over? Don't that almost a little bit remind you of Dan Marino?
What, his throwing motion?
Yeah.
I ain't really paid attention to it. His motion. Like it's the sidearm throw?
Yeah. It's kind of that sidearm and it kind of goes over. I mean, it almost looks like a Dan Marino or maybe a Steve Young type throw. And listeners, I am not saying that he's going to be the next Dan Marino or Steve Young, but the similarities are there. And, you know, and like I said, just that throw, I mean, that throw was right on point. And this is why I honestly didn't understand why when they ran the ball on that 4th-and-1, why they just didn't let Herbert try to throw it. I mean, if it's intercepted, I mean, everything still almost stays the same. Now, if it's intercepted, a little more of a chance to,
Well, it's a 2-minute warning, so they got lucky. But that's definitely not the way. That's definitely not the way you want to start a drive. Mm-hmm. It's taking a sack for a 7-yard loss. That is not it.
No, and you know, and Big Ben being a veteran and all that. I mean, now I understand that you don't want to sit there and take that sack. And I know you don't want to just throw it up, but at some point in time, grounding it or something along those lines. I mean, yeah, you might get the penalty, but I mean, you're pretty much going to be in the same position. But you know, again, I mean, there is still 2 minutes left. I mean, to me, this game is not over. And honestly, this is probably one of the better games of the night.
All right, so let me see here. Oh, this thing over, man. This thing over.
What are they doing, though? The offensive line is like they're not even blocking.
No. They quit.
I mean, how do you do this?
Oh, he threw it behind him. He was open.
Mm-mm-mm. Now, let me ask you this. 4th and 29. 1:19 left.
They got 3 timeouts. I would punt it.
Well, they only have 1 time. Pittsburgh only has 1 timeout, right?
Yeah.
So, 1 timeout left. To me, you go for it. I mean, you're not going. No, what? Oh, my goodness. Are you watching this collapse?
Yeah, I'm watching it.
What?
Hey, we said it last week.
Man. That Charger head coach just got lucky.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, now, what the Los Angeles Chargers are doing right now, I have a ton of respect for that. Now, what Pittsburgh just did, I don't understand that. The Chargers going for the kneel instead of going for the score to run up the score. I have respect for that, and I'll tell you why. Because it was up until the last couple minutes of the game, it was a hard fought game on both sides of the ball, and to me, that just kind of shows respect to Mike Tomlin and what Mike Tomlin did, in that Steelers team. by not running up the score. So in this case, them not running up the score, I have a ton of respect for that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mike Tomlin. Is, you know, going to go down as one of the top, you know, coaches of this game, you know, for what he's done.
Yes.
You know, yes, in Pittsburgh. Whether people disagree with it or not, that's, you know, he's been that good as the leader of the organization that we call the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, this game should have been over with, and Pittsburgh probably should have never been in this game to come back and make this a game. But, you know, the Steelers are going to always keep fighting. That's the only way they know how. That's how Mike Tomlin operates. And he's, you know, he's one of those no-nonsense coaches that everybody, you know, you love to play for him because, you know, when you're dealing with Mike Tomlin, you're going to get the truth. Whether you like it or not, he's going to treat everybody the same, and he's going to go to bat for you as long as you go to bat for him. And I love the way he handles the media. He don't give you too much, and that's how it should work. Anything inside the locker room stays in the locker room. And that's how he, you know, always handles himself. So, Mike Tomlin is probably going to end up finishing. You know, above 500 again. I think he will, and that is it.
Yeah. You know, I told you that I have some John Gruden news for you.
Okay.
And everything. And in the news coming out of Gainesville, Florida, is that evidently John Gruden is on their short list to be the head coach of the Florida Gators.
Hold on, say that again.
I said there is some talk coming out of Jacksonville, or I'm sorry, out of Gainesville, that John Gruden is on the Florida Gators' short list to be head coach.
Oh yeah? I don't know. I don't see John Gruden coaching college.
You know, the only reason that I kind of believe this is because I do know that John Gruden still does have his residence there in Florida. Yes, it is there in the Tampa area and everything and all that. And he's already won the Super Bowl, but he hasn't won a national title. Matter of fact, very few head coaches have completed that feat. So maybe the only reason that I could see this happening is because it's a new challenge, it's a different challenge for John Gruden.
It's a theory. Hey, let me ask you a question. This is way off topic. Do you like the McRib?
I guess it's all right.
It's the nastiest sandwich ever. I don't know why they make the big deal about it. I think it's nasty. It is nasty. Oh.
Now, me, if they was going to bring back a sandwich, I just wish they'd bring back the Arch Deluxe. But that's just me.
Yeah. Well, folks, this is what we're gonna get on up out of here, man. It is the end of the show. And we're gonna get out of here. So we appreciate everybody tuning in. And appreciate y'all being a part of the conversation here Sunday night. We will be back on the air Wednesday night at 8 p.m. till 11. And we're going to get to some more sports as well. Hopefully. We got some good, news from tomorrow. Once the Buccaneers take care of business and get back, in the win column, and we'll get into some NBA. We're gonna get Nicholas Lane on. I want his opinion on this LeBron James situation on the air. I'm not gonna even ask him in the chat group. I'm gonna just tell him he need to come on the air and explain himself.
You're gonna put him on the record.
I want him on the record. He's a big time LeBron James fan, so I want to know where he stands. But y'all know where I stand. Soft is a melted Reese's peanut butter cup.
I think he's more. I think his boy now is LaMelo Ball.
Oh, yeah, that's his guy. LaMelo is his guy.
Man, did you see how many rookie cards this man had?
Listen. He was the one from day one that was saying LaMelo was going to be a great player. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I wasn't buying it, and he stayed with it.
Oh, no. We had a private conversation about it, and I told him he was crazy.
Yeah, but he is great. And actually, Lonzo is becoming a really good NBA player. And
yes, sir, on my Bulls team.
You know, we're going to talk about we're going to go into depth on Wednesday on the NBA because there's a lot to talk about, especially some of the great starts that we have. Bulls being at the top of the Eastern Conference. They may be the best. They may be the best team in the Eastern Conference. Brooklyn Nets. I mean, they're minus Kyrie, and they're still there. Washington Wizards is a surprise. Lakers traded away Kyle Kuzma, and he goes to the Washington Wizards, and Kuzma is finally playing to his potential, and this is what. This is the argument that I keep making about
I was about to say, who isn't in Washington?
Yeah. Russell Westbrook. And this is the argument I keep making about LeBron James. He doesn't make guys better around him. There's too many guys that has played with him or that has come to play with him that has been good players from where they came from, go to Cleveland and they play terrible. And then when they leave Cleveland and go somewhere else, they back to playing good. I mean, Steve Kerr was a great support player in Chicago. Y'all knew who Steve Kerr was before he went to Chicago? No. He was a point guard for the Orlando Magic. Couple other teams, I can't remember. And then after he left Chicago, he became a sharpshooter. Then I think he was with the Spurs for a little bit. And but my point is, when people left Chicago, they didn't get better after leaving Chicago, after playing with Michael Jordan. They didn't get better after leaving MJ in Chicago. People get better after leaving LeBron and Kuzma. And this is, this is the other argument that we made about Hollywood, L.A. Kuzma left L.A., let his hair grow back to his natural color. Now he's balling. Dude, you should have been got rid of those blunt tips. I don't know what you was thinking.
You're wrong for that.
What?
You're wrong for that.
Hey, Russell Westbrook around here wearing skirts. So, I mean, he go to LA from Washington, and this dude wearing skirts walking into the arena. I mean, you seen that outfit? You seen the outfit?
I saw a quick picture of it, and I wish I had it.
This man doing. That's what I was thinking. What this man doing? Oh, what?
What's that?
Nothing, man. I just saw something on TV. I'm disturbed, very disturbed. Yeah, so apparently it was a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, I guess. Some SUV just went and barreled into like a crowd of people that was walking down the street in the parade. That's intentional, man, bro. There's no mistake about that.
What's that?
Man, listen, breaking bread. That's what, man. I'm not going to go into it.
Well, I keep, man, you said that you was going to have a start time and date this weekend.
I still haven't figured it out, dude. I'm still trying to figure out a good, it's probably going to be a weekend time. I just don't know what time yet. Cause I have more times on Saturday morning, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, like I said, I am eagerly waiting. That I can promise you that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I got distracted. Not a total. Okay, Russell Westbrook.
I just looked at the picture. I didn't see this picture.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I saw
something. You see it now. Yeah. You see what I'm talking about.
I ain't seen nothing.
What's wrong with that picture?
Man over there looking like a Victoria's Secret model.
That's what I'm saying, man. Hey,
this dude look like you need to be at the Paul collection of the JCPenney women's catalog. All right, I'm done.
But that's the way it is, brother. I mean, dude looking like an old beat up Eminem.
Nah. See, Eminem didn't even look like that.
He looked like a caricature from Gumby. You remember the Gumby cartoon? He looked like that Gumby. Yes.
See,
Hey,
see, I was better than that.
You can't unsee that. Nah, look at that picture. Look at that picture, and then picture the Gumby cartoon. You know what? Hold on, I'll do it for you. Hold on, Gumby. shoot.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, I got the perfect. Hey, what color was those? What color was that? That he had on.
I don't know. The one I'm looking at looks like it, it's like a white or a beige or something like that.
Okay. Well, I can't find nothing quite that similar, but.
Man, no. And what are you doing, Debo?
What?
See,
no, man. I'm just showing you a picture, bro. That's all. I'm posting it in the Rat Pack sports show. Hold on, bro. Hey, post that picture in the Rat Pack chat so I can put this picture right next to it. Actually, you know what? I don't need it. I got you.
Oh, man.
I got you. Because that's what that is, right? I mean, that is a... Here we go. Okay. No, this ain't the picture, bro. It's something else. Where is this other? I see the one you looking at. What in the world? I ain't never seen this one. What is that? Oh, here it is. No, that ain't it.
What, you ain't seen that one before?
Mm-mm. It's another one, dude. It's another one. Oh, man. Westbrook, L.A. Okay, hold on.
Like I said, he out here looking like he in the park. Collection for the JCPenney catalog.
No, that's not it. Where is it? All right. I can't find the other one, so here goes nothing. Westbrook, L.A. Let me see. This one here was more... Where is it? Oh, there it is. There. What is this? All right. I think this is it. Hold on. Forget it. I got it. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What is going on with this? All right, here we go. Here we go. Oh, man. William, why are you going to leave? You see how William do me? Got him. I know William going to be looking at this picture in a couple minutes, so I just posted it in the Rat Pack Sports Show chat group. I think it's hilarious. But that's how I'm going to leave out on this show today. So we're going to get on up out of here. And we appreciate everybody tuning in. We will see you guys on Wednesday night. So, with that being said, this is Rat Pack Sports Show. We out of here, man. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Head over to Podbean, Rat Pack Sports Show, on at podbean.com. You can also find us on Spotify. You can download our podcast from there, or iHeart as well. You can find us on social media, Twitter, at Rat Pack Sports, with a Z on the end, not a S. You can find us on Twitter, Rat Pack Sports Show, Facebook, and like page. And we're going to get out of here. We will see you guys Wednesday night. This is Rat Pack Sports Show signing out. We out of here, man. Peace.